flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, y'all. Back to the phones in a second. And, keyword for the knockout spot just over 10 minutes away.
Coming up.
Okay. For those of you who are new or just tuned in, when I say the knockout spot, the spot in our knockout tournament on the Chase Center floor, just make sure you keep listening. Coming up early in the 4 p.m. hour, we will give you a keyword, tell you what to do with that keyword that will potentially lead to you being on the Chase Center floor with us on March 3rd, playing knockout. What you laughing at?
Someone on the text line, the 510, actually it's one of our loyal listeners, Zucci Main, talking about the knockout tournament, says, choose one of the 20,000 seats, Grandy, because you're going to be sitting in one early in this tourney.
Oh,
I'm coming for
you. We've got text line, knockout tournament, trash talk. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Yeah, I would bet a lot of money on the field.
Oh, that's a smart bet.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Letting you know. Guru would probably pick you again.
And he would just do even odds. Straight up.
Even odds. Yep. Even though it's going to be you against 50 other people. Like, you don't win 50-person knockout tournaments twice in a row.
You don't know me.
You don't do that. Unless you literally will never miss a free throw.
I might not.
Okay. We're going to go back to the phones. I do want to play this. Because it's pretty freaking juicy. And I know some of you are going to roll your eyes and say, this is just a guy spitballing. But I do think there's more to it than that. He is now the general manager, if you will, of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I know they don't usually call that in college, but that's what he is. He's working with Bill Belichick in North Carolina. He used to do it with the Patriots, Michael Lombardi. He is a big-time NFL voice and is a former exec and understands how the cap all works, and he very, very, very firmly believes that T. Higgins will no longer be with the Cincinnati Bengals. He is a free agent, and he was franchise tagged last year. So, with all of that likelihood, the question around T was, is he someone's one, or is his production sort of tied to the presence of Ja'Marr Chase? So that's where the conversation on the Pat McAfee Show started.
Okay.
And then listen to where it goes.
I think he is certainly a dynamic player. And I think if he goes to the right team where he is, let's call him a one, where he also has inside slot receiver or a tight end, then I think he becomes a player. Because remember, when you have Chase on the field, everybody's rolling the coverage or trying to double him some way. Now, they did a good job in Cincinnati this year motioning him, keeping him away from double teams. But I think T's really talented. And I think T can go somewhere and be a really good player. You put T Higgins on a team like the 49ers, my Lord, you know, he could end up shining because they've got other players around him. And then he looks really good. But Brandon Ayuk would be even better with someone like T or Debo or someone there.
Okay, do you hear the little breathy noises that Pat starts making when he says T Higgins and 49ers? That's what I'm doing too. That is an absolute mouth breather because that would be a total game changer. And before you say, oh, Brock Purdy's deal and cap space and this, that, stop it. Stop it. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. There's absolutely a way. Yes, they can. And let me be one of the first to say, yes, they should. And I'll tell you why more. But what's your reaction to that idea? Just hearing those two names in the same sentence.
Well, specifically this year, they can make it work.
Yes.
This coming year. Yep. Because Brock Purdy's contract won't even kick in until the following year. Of course, you want as many good players as you possibly can have on your team, and T. Higgins is a darn good player. I don't know about having three major contracts on your roster to wide receivers, Debo, Ayuk, and T. Higgins. That seems like kind of a bloated area of the roster.
Sure.
And this just feels like a guy bringing up the Niners as a team where he would fit well. I don't think there's any, like, am I missing something? Is there any actual reason to believe that the Niners are interested and the team might be interested and,
well,
that might happen?
I mean, you're not going to get that at this time of year, first of all. I don't personally listen to that and think that he's just throwing that out willy-nilly. Like, I mean, as if he was saying because the Niners are good. I mean, they went 6-11 and he could have picked any team and he could have picked any quarterback to pair T. Higgins with. I think that Michael Lombardi, knowing the way he does what he does, there was a reason that he said that name. That doesn't mean that it's a full-blown, like, they're going to have that conversation, because that's not Michael's decision. But my point is that, A, I find it interesting that he brought the two names up together, and B, I think that this has been an under-discussed thing this offseason, because the 49ers receiver core, as expensive as it is not in the shape that it needs to be to start this year. It's just flat-out not. And contractually, Debo Samuel, if he's back with the Niners this year, I would argue it's likely to be his last year. I know we said that last year, but Debo is not, I don't think he's long for the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk is not going to be ready for the start of the year and is a question mark. Ricky Pearsall, interesting, love him, but we're about four games into seeing what that even looks like. I think it's a position room that needs to be addressed, and the draft is not the place to do it.
I think it's a position room that could be addressed, and there's a lot of other position rooms that should be addressed first. I'll put it that way.
Oh, for sure.
And
I think you can do both.
Okay. Let's just put it this way. If signing T. Higgins keeps you from turning your offensive line from below average to better than average,
then that's enough.
Or your defensive line the same thing, or maybe keeps you from trying to bring in another cornerback or whatever, safety's probably the bigger one than cornerback, then I'm out. If that keeps you from doing those other things.
Understood, and I would believe that it would not. And I've been taught this lesson repeatedly every offseason. When there is at least the good NFL teams, the teams who I think do a good job on the cap, not the New York Giants, not the Dallas Cowboys, the teams that know what they're doing, and I think the Niners are one of those. I've been taught this lesson repeatedly when we go into off seasons. Oh, they don't have space, and there's this contract, and there's that contract. They're fine. You can manipulate it however you want. You can make it work if you really prioritize it. No question in my mind. None.
Okay, sure. Let's just go get every star player then.
No. I mean, you can't have them all. But if you want to target a few things, yes. Yes. there is space.
Would T. Higgins make the Niners a better football team? Yes, of course he would.
Okay.
Well, but there's other ways to also make your football team good.
Well, you're Mr. Make the Team Better.
You've been saying
it about the Warriors
all
week. Of course. Okay.
But offensive line and defensive line,
of course,
more important.
Not like I don't. I look at this as kind of like when you go to the buffet. You like stay tonight in a hotel that's got a free breakfast, or like, you know, do people still go to Sizzler? you know, like you go to Sizzler, you don't go to Sizzler anymore. Anyway, whatever. You get my point.
Yeah.
Like, we're not using the word or, we're using the word and.
I'll go back in line like two or three times.
Yes.
Fill up my plate, go back through.
Hey, Mark, do you want steak or chicken? Stop with the or. And.
Please.
I want a center and a safety and a wide receiver and a defensive tackle.
Well, I want a center. I want a left guard. I want a right tackle.
Yeah.
And then I want a left tackle in waiting.
I want a wide receiver, too. I want a wide receiver. They're not ready. They're not ready.
Sounds to me like maybe you're not a big believer in Brock Purdy if you need all these wide receivers.
Good Lord. Here we go.
I knew that would get you.
Yeah, it sure did. All right. Let's get back to last night's Warrior game and sort of how that made you feel with regard to their current abilities, but also what exactly it means for next week. Did it make you want to trade more? Did it make you want to trade less? Nate in the city. Hi, Nate. Thanks for calling.
Granny man, Willie man.
What's up?
Great combo. Well, first of all, I want to talk Warriors, but on the T. Higgins tip, that dude is amazing. He's got size. He can go up and grab a ball. He's got great hands. The problem is we need other types of receivers. I mean, on the Niners, who does that sound like to you? Big body, can go up and compete for a catch.
Juwan?
Sounds like
Jordan
Juwan, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
but if their comparison, if they're comparable, then I would argue Juwan Jennings is, and I mean this like firm. This is the best thing you could say about Juwan, and I love him. He's a poor man's T. Higgins.
He might have proven you wrong last year with a couple of those games.
No, though. He's fantastic. He's fantastic. But I just think T. Higgins is all the things Juwan, all the things Juwan is, but he's even an even better man beater. How about that?
Oh, agreed. Yeah, yeah. But I think as far as the Bengals, I think they got enough room to sign him. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet against that. But anyway, go ahead, Nate. What did you want to say about the Dubs?
On the Warriors, it was a fantastic game. I really love watching SGA. But I think the real test is when, Larry Lurch, Hollow Man, the paper thin Terrapin, when Chet Holmgren comes back into the picture. Because I think they were really hurting last night for that second option. And had a good game from a couple of the other players, but they really need that second guy on that team. They're a great defensive team. But I just want to bring up one quick thing, everybody who was referring to Mr. Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II as salary filler. And that game last night, I think, puts all that to rest. I'm a big fan of both of those guys. I definitely don't want them traded. But I think if we're going to trade anybody or trade for anybody, it's going to be for the stretch five out of Chicago. And he's a great player, but I think his defense is about on par with what we have right now in the center position, which is not great.
Yeah, so, I think it might be even worse. Nate, thanks. It's a good call. Appreciate it. I do think that might be one of the more intriguing answers Steve Kerr gave us earlier when I sort of asked him to weigh the whole offense versus defense thing, which is like, okay, you guys need help on offense, but you're a pretty good defensive team. How do you weigh that? And it sounded to me like Steve was saying, I've always leaned defense is more important, but, and he kind of indicated that he feels like whether it's this year specifically, or if there are just changes in the NBA, he's like, I'm not saying you try to go out there and outscore people, but at the same time, the way things are going this year, That offense needs to be prioritized, and right now the Warrior group is clearly not good enough.
He kind of went like back and forth a couple of different times. He started the answer by saying what you said, essentially, you know, I've always believed defense, but our issue this year has been offense. But then he talked specifically about GP2 and Looney, and he said, well, to watch what they did last night, it's kind of hard for me to go back on my long-held belief that defense is more important, because those two and what they did defensively was so impressive. He ultimately at one point said, Willard, quote, you see a game like last night, you just go, hey, man, we need these guys, meaning Looney and GP2 specifically. They have big impact on winning. So he said what you said, but then he also followed it up and saying last night was kind of the game where it proved me right. Defense is more important.
Well, right, except for when he says you see a game like last night and you want to do XYZ, and I'm like, right, and how often have we seen a game like last night?
And that's a good point.
What, like three times out of 47 games?
And not since November.
The energy of Steve Kerr, and for those of you who missed it, we'll have it again for you in the 5 o'clock hour. The energy of Steve Kerr, again, just me, just a read, a gut feeling, and talking to somebody over the phone. But the energy of Steve Kerr stated, we love these guys, you need these guys, but I'm sorry, we've arrived at a time where we have to do something to get more dynamic offensively. And You can't get into trade conversations in the NBA right now if you don't show up to the party with expiring contracts. And that's who's expiring.
The Warriors have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 contracts that do not go past the end of this season. One of them is Kuminga, who's restricted.
Right.
Another one of them is Lindy Waters, who's making barely over $2 million. So a drop in the bucket if you're trying to make a trade work. The others are Schroeder, Payton, Looney.
There you go. Schroeder, Payton, Looney.
Yeah.
I think those are the first names right now to look at. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Remember, we are giving you the keyword that you need to claim a spot in the knockout tournament on the Chase Center court in less than 10 minutes. So just keep listening. Stay right where you are. And while you're listening, why don't you take a listen to this? Because I find this to be a multi-layered, very informative, important, up-to-the-minute update with regard to the Warriors and the trade market. This is from Brian Windhorst of ESPN. Listen to what he says, and he said this today, full well knowing that the Warriors beat the best team in the NBA just last night.
I don't necessarily agree with Steve Kerr. I think the 12-3 was a bit of a mirage, but I also don't think they were 3-8 like they just came off a recent stretch. I think there's somewhere in between there, and frankly, that's where they've been for a while, Malika. They were a play-in team last year. Right now, they're 11th. They're probably not 11th. They're probably something like 7th or 8th, but that's play-in zone. Now, in this game, which was a great game, it was a terrific performance, it was also a game where you saw Andrew Wiggins have one of his best offensive games of the year. Gary Payton II had one of his best offensive of games of the year. Kevon Looney as well. This is not really a replicatable situation, and that's one of the reasons why you keep hearing the Warriors' names in trade talks. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, Steph Curry said, we don't need to do anything desperate, and all of a sudden they were out. I'm telling you, in the last few days, I hear the Warriors are dipping their toes back in the trade market, looking to make a significant move, and not just necessarily for some of the names that you've heard in the past. So I think everybody is kind of riding the fence here, Malika, not sure which way this team goes. The one thing I do 100% agree with, Steph Curry. Sometimes low-level joy can be good, especially in January in the NBA.
Okay, so a few things stand out. Don't miss that statement he just made. Not only that the Warriors have dipped themselves back into the trade market, in many cases for names that you're not hearing. So, not Jimmy Butler. Not Zion Williamson, not Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic. Man, what are the chances in the next 7 days? The breaking news sounder hits. Don't.
The Warriors have traded.
And you're like,
for
what?
Giannis.
Or like whatever. Yeah, I think there's a lot of conversations going on right now.
Sure seems like it.
A lot of conversations.
And he's referring exactly to what Steve Kerr said last night when Steve Kerr said, well, I know we have this in us. We were 12-3. We can play this way.
Remember something about Steve Kerr and what you hear him say, not just last night, but even with us? He's good, like, and that's why I keep saying my vibe, my gut is telling me that Steve knows something's about to happen. That's through the sound of his voice, but his words are always going to back the people he currently has.
No doubt.
Like you heard him talk about, that's why it's so great that there's separation between the coach and the front office. Cause he's like, I'm not saying anything that my guys in that locker room are going to take as flippant disrespect because A, I love them, and B, they might still be here next week.
Yeah. Even if he feels like there's a likely move that you never, like Bob Myers said it, you get to the 10-yard line with the team and then someone rolls their ankle or some other team pulls out because they got a better offer elsewhere. Like you could be about to hammer home the final details, getting set to send it over to the league, and then it all falls apart. So Steve Kerr isn't going to burn a bridge that he doesn't have to burn just yet. How many times have you, Dibs, me when I'm filling in, anybody at Chase Center pregame and postgame asked him a question and he essentially says, I've learned I'm not going to answer that question until I have to.
Yep.
And I do not have to answer that question yet.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And if he is in a spot where there's a quote where he's like, we cannot win without GP2. And then they trade GP2. And he's like, look, I meant what I said when I said it. We love him to death. He's a champion. It's going to be really hard for us to make up for his absence. At the same time, the organization felt like we needed to scratch this itch over here, and so you got to grit your teeth and do it so that we can give Steph Curry every chance he can to get into the playoffs again. Like that, I mean, he can do that quote. I expect him to do that quote.
Or for whichever player
it is. For someone.
Yeah.
For someone.
And no doubt he will. Yeah. His teammates will do the same exact thing.
Yep.
Did you hear what Trace Jackson Davis said about Kevon Looney? Let me find it here for you. Trace Jackson Davis, quote, he's the ultimate teammate, talking about Kevon Looney. It's his voice on the floor. It's him helping guys, teaching guys. But then some nights he'll have 18 points or 16 rebounds or 7 or 8 assists. He just does it all. He's the glue to our team. He's a part of this core, and he's been part of it for 10 years. You just don't throw that away. That's how the team feels about him.
Unless you do.
Unless you can get something that you think is better.
By the way, when it happens, because they're expiring deals, you're going to hear the exact same thing that they said when they traded DeAnthony Melton's contract. Hey, free agent, we could just bring him back next year.
Well, and that's the other part of
this.
It's
true.
And it's I think, why the Zach LaVine conversation yesterday bugged me a little bit. I think Zach LaVine would make this Warrior team better. Obviously, it depends who you have to ship out to get it done. Wiggins would undoubtedly be a part of that. Part of what frustrated me about that is because the Warriors could have acquired Zach LaVine in the offseason, and they could have used Chris Paul's expiring contract to get it done. But they decided against that. And now you lose that contract slot entirely. That would have meant likely no Melton, no Slow-Mo, no Buddy Hield, because you wouldn't have had the space and get out of the repeater tax, luxury tax area. But you could have done that. Now you'd have to give up Wiggins to get it done. So as it relates to Looney and GP2 and hell, even Schroeder, if you don't use those contracts to get something more long-term, now they're free agents. You could sign them back again, but you don't know that.
Right.
If you don't use those contracts now, it's essentially use them or lose them. Are they worth enough right now to help you win basketball games right now? Or is it worth the risk of not being able to capitalize on that contract slot?
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View next up. Hey, Jan, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Yes, listening to your conversation with Kerr, I came to the realization after you mentioned that, I guess in the post game after the game last night, they threw a bucket of Gatorade or whatever it was. I wasn't tuning in then,
yep.
But I came to the realization that it's probably over and that Kevon and GP2 are probably going to be traded as well as Wiggins, unfortunately, and that's, I guess that's the business side of the of the game, and we have to just live with it and hope that we get the best to help Steph Curry, because I guess that's the direction they're going.
Well, is it your preference that they would stay, Jan, even if they just continue to sit around 500?
Not really, but I really enjoyed that game last night.
Sure.
And they really, you know, they really showed a lot.
Jan, thank you. Yeah, like, look, again, that's what I think is about to happen, and the push-pull is going to be the basketball fan in you and the emotional fan in you. And I think that's what everybody is starting to prep the fan base for, which is, I get the basketball side of it. Ugh, the emotional side of it is not easy.
Look, there is no home run out there for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Even if there was a home run out there for the Warriors and it took Wiggins, Looney, and GP2, and everyone, 100% of people felt like the Warriors won the deal, it would still be hard to say goodbye to those players.
No doubt.
No, even if you felt like you got 100 times better, it's like, oh, I mean, those guys won championships with us. They were a big reason why we won championships. They provided us with so many amazing moments. It would be difficult, even if there was a home run. There isn't a home run, so it's going to be difficult if it happens. But the reality is you need to be better because you are, simply put, just not good enough.
Especially Kevon Looney, by the way. Especially Kevon Looney.
That watch 2022 him, yeah, playoffs.
See him in a different jersey would not be easy. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. And also, here we go. We're giving you the keyword that you need to win a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center immediately coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Willard and Dibs.